May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I was a little bit hesitant to share this today because it's just a word that I'm still cultivating. And so particularly for CTKers, we'll kind of explore this a little bit more. But the Holy Spirit really led me to hang out in Matthew 6. And this particular passage of Scripture, actually it starts in verse 1 of chapter 6, says, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before men, be noticed by men, otherwise you have no reward with your fathers in heaven." Isn't it interesting that practicing, you know, learning to do it until you get it right, it doesn't happen before men. Righteousness is actually worked out in secret. It says here, "When therefore you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that may be honored by men. Truly I say to you, the honor they get from men is their full reward. When you give alms, do not let your right hand know what your left hand is doing, that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you." And he says the same thing about fasting. But here in verse that was read by Bracken in verse 5 and 6, it says, "When you pray, don't be as the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogue and on the street corners in order to be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, being seen by men is their full reward." But this verse, "But when you pray, go into your inner room, and when you shut the door, pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you." I just think that's a fascinating scripture. It says that your Father who is in secret, who waits for us to shut things out and to go in. The word there, inner room, actually is a real fascinating word that is a word, it's like if you went into a room where you cut things up and you stored things. That's what the word means. Cut things up and store things. And that's exactly what happens in secret. The Lord cuts things up and he stores things for you. C.S. Lewis said this once. He says, "It's always bigger on the inside than it is on the outside." When people say things like, "Well, that's just the tip of the iceberg," what they're saying is that there's something below the surface that's hidden, that's much, much bigger than what you see on the surface. And our spirituality is the same way. I'm fascinated by that phrase, "and the Father who is in secret sees in secret." See, here's the thing about the inner life, our inner walk. Because everything that happens on the outside is just the tip, if it's authentic. It's just the tip of something much bigger, hidden away in secret. Our Father's in secret. And he sees in secret. When we think of prayer, we think of prayer as something God hears. And of course he does. But actually, as we decide to explore the secret place, it's not just that it's things he hears, he sees in secret. That's where transformation happens in secret. Display happens in public. But transformation happens in secret. It's there he repays you. It's there he cuts things and stores things up for you. There are two words that talk about the image of Christ in Scripture. One of them is from Romans about our calling to be conformed to the image of Jesus. The word conformed literally means outward behavior. And the Lord wants our outward behavior to look like Christ. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, he talks about being transformed into his image as we behold his glory. And the Holy Spirit does a transformation. And the word transformation is the word we get metamorphosis from. Something that inherently changes from the inside out. And the point being is, the one who lives in secret, who sees in secret, who repays in secret, if you're going to be conformed into the image of Christ in your outward behavior, you have to be transformed into the image of Christ in your inner being. It all happens from the inside out, or there's no depth to it. The reason icebergs don't move is because there's so much to them hidden away. He sees in secret, which means it's not just the words that you say. He knows more about you than you know about yourself. He knows the deepest longings. He sees them. He sees the fragile brokenness and questions. Even we can't even utter them completely. And it's the one who lives in secret, who lures us by all the things he's got hidden for us, lures us into his presence because he's relational. He loves for us to be on that journey. He loves for us to pursue him. Because again, it's all about relationship. It's there. It's there that the one who sees all the secret things, you and I may know the ouch. There's just an ouch going on. Sometimes I'll tell Olivia, I say, something's just wrong. She'll go, well, what? I said, I don't know. But something's just wrong. And she said, then she tries to make me feel better. And it doesn't help because I don't know what to tell her and she doesn't know. And I said, I don't know. Something's just wrong. But you see, I can't work that out in busyness. I have to work that out by jumping in and going deep. And in secret, in the place of secrecy. See, if it's a secret place, it's also secret to the enemy. He can't go there. And so it's in secret that the Father who is in secret, who sees in secret, it's there that I have breakthrough. And that the hidden treasures that he has for me are cultivated, are deposited into my life. And so it's there in secret where I'm transformed, and then I can come out of that place and put on display in public what he's deposited in me in private. That's why I'm a bug-eyed, committed, go-for-it, seeing people, blind people get healed, thousands of people get healed, thousands and thousands of people get healed. In places we go, over 9,000 people in the last 3.5 years. But I get so frustrated with the quick fix charismatic thing. Boom, just get zapped. Man, that's it. That's all you need. Just get zapped. Just get zapped. And we have Christians living for the zap. God wants us to be infatuated with the zapper. And all the times I've been zapped in public arena, and I'm grateful, and they've always represented some breakthrough in my life. Every time, in secret, I get zapped. Because he's there. It says he's in secret. So am I against getting zapped? No. Am I against all those things? Absolutely not. We've been doing that kind of stuff for years. I remember 3 decades ago, almost. People were trying to come. We had an old house we used to meet in. They couldn't get in the door. They would fall out in the doorway because of the glory of God was so strong. We did the whole thing. We did the people barking like dogs and jumping around floors and screaming and crying. We've been there. This is an old school place. We've walked through all that stuff. I'm grateful for any time God moves. Don't get scared of the barking like dog. That wasn't like everybody in church was barking like dog. That's kind of a Toronto blessing thing. But I can tell you this. God's everywhere, of course, but he says the Father's in secret. He sees in secret. He repays in secret. The greatest treasures I've ever cultivated in my Christian life. the greatest breakthroughs that created depth below the surface, so there was stability above the surface, were always in secret. So I don't know if I did a great job telling you all that, but if you get the gist, then I did okay. For CTKers, we'll try to cultivate better language for that down the road, but that just fascinates me. You know? Just fascinates me. Let me read just two little verses, and I'll stop. This is from Isaiah 45. I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden wealth of the secret places. Isn't that a great verse? And then this last one, this is Daniel. Daniel 2:22. Verse 19. And the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, "Let the name of God be blessed forever and ever, for wisdom and power belong to him. And it is he who changes the times and the epochs. He removes kings and establishes kings and gives wisdom to wise men and knowledge to men of understanding. It is he who reveals the profound and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells in him." In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.